It's Wednesday, January 23rd, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky announced yesterday that the Senate will vote tomorrow on President Trump's pitch to fund his border wall and end the partial government shutdown, reports Kentucky.com. If it passes, the Senate bill will place extraordinary pressure on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic majority in the House to accept President Trump's compromise of $5.7 billion for the wall in exchange for 3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 deferred action for child arrivals, which passed under Obama. The Supreme Court announced yesterday that it will allow President Donald Trump to temporarily enforce restrictions on transgender individuals serving in the military. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, said the argument of the liberals is that banning those who identify as transgenders is somehow exclusionary. But there are, quote, literally hundreds of conditions or physical limitations disqualifying people from military service. The Pentagon is not in the business of equality. It's in the business of fighting and winning wars. Either the military's priority is protecting America, or it's helping people on the path to self-actualization. It cannot do both, end quote. Last night, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, flanked by Democratic leaders of the state legislature, signed into law the Reproductive Health Act, which guarantees abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy, prohibits born-alive protections for babies who survive botched abortions, and eliminates any and all health and safety regulations relating to abortion from the New York Criminal Code, reports the Times Union. Keep in mind, the state of New York already has twice the abortion rate than the national average, and New York alone has over 200 abortion mills. Also, a majority of the 120,000 children killed by abortion in New York every year are minority children whose mothers live at or below the poverty line. Cuomo started off his disturbing remarks last night by featuring an abortion industry hero.
We have a special guest of honor, Sarah Weddington, who argued Roe v. Wade, here today on the 46th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Let's give Sarah a big round of applause.
Then, New York Democratic Governor Cuomo painted President Trump and the newly reconfigured Supreme Court, with Trump appointees Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, as the enemies of progress and the people for their commitment to the sanctity of preborn human life.
We should not have a federal government that is trying to roll back women's rights to a point 47, 48, 50 years ago. This administration defies American evolution. We're supposed to be moving forward. We're supposed to be advancing. We're supposed to live and learn. We're supposed to be growing. And their entire perspective on the world is a retrospective. We're going to go back, take you back to the good old days instead of take us forward. Just think, when we were debating the Reproductive Health Act, our Republican colleagues in the Senate said to us, it's unnecessary anyway, because no one would ever try to reverse Roe v. Wade. Remember that? That's what they said. It was unnecessary. Well, how wrong they were. Because this president and these extremists are going there. Do not kid yourself. Today's decision on the military ban for transgender, that 5-4, you're going to hear that over and over and over again. That's why they wanted the Supreme Court. And that's why we had to pass this law, to protect our state.
The vote, made possible by the new Democratic majority in the New York Senate, came 46 years to the day after the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Governor Cuomo has made New York the most pro-abortion state in the country, which will no doubt become a magnet for abortionists like the imprisoned Dr. Kermit Gosnell, who delivered live babies before killing them by snipping their backbones. Thankfully, there are a handful of Democrats who have not sold their soul to the baby-killing industry. A Louisiana Democrat, State Representative Katrina Jackson, spoke at the March for Life last Friday in Washington, D.C., tweeting that she was, quote, headed to speak out against the shedding of innocent blood, end quote, reports FaithWire.com. She even cited Proverbs 6:15-19, which says, in part, that there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him, including the hands that shed innocent blood. As Gene Mancini, president of March for Life, said, quote, "The right to life is a nonpartisan issue, and regardless of politics, we should all unite for life and stand against abortion, the greatest human rights abuse of our time," end quote. And finally, Fox News anchor Bret Baier, his wife, and their two sons were involved in a major car accident where it flipped while vacationing in Montana on Monday. While they were hospitalized, they are expected to make full recoveries, reports TheHill.com. Baier tweeted, quote, "My advice to everyone is to always wear your seatbelt and to count your blessings every day. Don't take anything for granted. Every day is a blessing, and family is everything," end quote. Psalm 127, verse 3 declares, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.